Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's here? 57. That's right, the 57th mayor of the city of Hastings, Mr. Paul Hicks. His honor is here. And this segment we like to call, Where Are They Now? Well, guess what? He's here in studio with us, so we're very happy about that. Paul, how the heck have you been? Thanks so much
great.
For calling in.
Well, thanks for inviting me. This is fantastic. You know, yes. I'm sitting here. I don't feel like I've missed a beat. It feels absolutely normal. All the times I was here,
I know,
when I was in office,
exactly.
And now that I'm here, I just feel very comfortable sitting over here.
Not no only problem. That, but you know what? You haven't lost the gift of gab.
Oh no!
So
congratulations. I still have the gift of gab.
So in other words, I could maybe just like press play, and can I go get my nails done or something?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can
just show back in a half hour and then hit end.
And I'll lock up the
just
studio.
Just look at me with a funny look. I'll know that's when they shut up. I can read a cue.
Oh, dear. Well, Paul, a lot has happened to you, but most recently, I'm sorry to hear about your fall. Tell story. You were doing a good deed.
Well, I was doing a good deed.
No,
you know, I stopped at our wonderful bakery here in town.
Yes.
You know, Aunt Emily's, and I went there to get 30 donuts.
Why 30?
Some had well, because we have about like 25 staff members, and
oh,
we'll pull a few extra.
So
right?
A few extra. Yeah, some would go
the
back
the
for
House
seconds.
Of Representatives, where I work with the Office of the Chief Clerk, we have about 25 employees, and we main administrative arm of the House and the office. We're right around the House chamber. So it's 2 days after the regular session. And I said, you know, I'm going to bring in some donuts.
Because everyone is really tired out.
Tired out. And
you're
we're kind
lifting
of celebratory
morale.
Mood, even though we knew we were going to be in
special session
later in June. I walked right in with
so
those 30
nice.
Donuts. And
yeah.
There's a little water on the marble floor in the Capitol. And I slipped and I went down. And I'm sure that if we can get a security footage of the Capitol of my fall, it would probably make it on some kind of a TV national program because it had to be funny.
Oh,
even
dear.
Though I wasn't. These 30 donuts go flying in the
oh,
air.
Oh, no. They got harmed in this.
They
also?
Got harmed, but there was a cover, a plastic cover, but a lot of it had frosting. The frosting got mixed. So I told people instead of getting tossed salad, you got tossed donuts. But unfortunately, after the fall, I completely tore off my rotator cuff on my right shoulder.
Did you know that you did something like that right away?
Yeah, no, not right away. You know, I kind of sat at the steps. It's near some steps. And I took stock. I said, okay, now how am I doing? I said, okay, my shoulder's sore, but that's because I fell on it. But I said, otherwise, I do feel pretty good. And I'm glad I didn't hit my head on that marble.
I know.
So then I said, okay. I think I'm going to be okay. So I went to pick up the box of donuts, and I found out that my right arm was like a T-Rex arm. I couldn't fully extend it.
Oh, no.
So I thought, okay, yeah,
something's
I got
wrong.
Issues. Yeah. So I kind of suspected I probably tore my rotator
well,
cuff at that point.
Well, what else is up here? Our rotator cuff and
yeah,
what else?
All those idols.
Isn't that your shoulder?
That is the shoulder.
Is your shoulder and your rotator cuff the same thing?
It's about the same thing. You know, makes your arm go up and down.
Okay.
You know, do circles. Be able, you know, a pitcher, if he had a rotator cuff injury, wouldn't be able to pitch. You know, those kind of things.
And I heard this surgery is terrible. It's a long recovery.
It's a long recovery. They told me 9 months, and I had my surgery on June 8th.
And here you are.
Yep, I was in a sling until a couple of weeks ago. Mine was pretty messed up. So usually what takes about 2 to 3 hour surgery, mine was 4 hours
ugh.
To kind of get that thing back together.
Was it emergency surgery?
No, they waited a couple of weeks till afterwards. So the accident was on May 19th, and then I had the surgery on June 8th. But I was glad to get it done and, you know, get on the recovery side. So I'm looking forward to next March and April where I can swing a golf club again because I like to get out to play golf at least once or twice a week. And so that's been hard this summer for me, not to be able to get out and play some golf.
Can't you just ride along with people?
Yeah, yeah. But I suppose I can hold a beer in my right hand and do some physical therapy. Drinking that heavy beer, right? Give me one of those 16-ounce cans, and I'll do some physical therapy.
Your mouth still works, so that's always part of the fun of golfing anyway.
So.
Oh, Paul, well, it's great to see you upright and moving forward.
Otherwise.
Oh, good.
Appreciate it.
So
that.
How's your sweet daughter?
Oh, Danielle's doing great. She graduated
from
college
her grow
a year
up.
Ago, May.
I mean, we had the opportunity as you were mayor to watch her grow up.
Exactly. You know, I was on the city council when she was born, and then she was in second grade when I was elected mayor. And then when I did not run for re-election, she was about ready to be a junior in college at the end of my mayoral career. And she said, Dad, it's just too weird. And I said, why is that? And she says, well, you've been on the city council or been mayor ever since I was born. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, what do I tell people? I said, well, that's true. I tell you, Being mayor was the greatest thing, and I look back with a lot of fondness, and I do miss it. I have to admit to you, I do miss it a lot.
Pop, what do you miss?
I miss the people. I miss the staff. I miss the issues. You know, one thing about
being... You miss the issues.
Oh, yes. Well, because things change all the time. You know, I can go into a meeting in the morning. We'd have a public works meeting. Okay, we have to talk about a road reconstruction project. 2 hours later, I'm in a meeting, maybe happened something that we have to deal with at the police department. And then we're talking about water. And then we might talk about, a neighborhood issue. I mean, the issues are so different. And then now I got to go over to the planning department because
somebody wants a variance for their fence.
Yeah, tell me why you want. So the issues are so varied when you're governing a city. And so I always find that fascinating. They're never boring. So, and I like people. As you probably know, I'm a little bit of a people person. And so I enjoyed the engagement all the time with folks. So it was fun. And I get every time I go to Walmart or something like that, people say, oh, Mayor, it's so good to see you. And, thanks for the great job you did and things like that. So it's always been such a great positive experience. And so it's been fun.
Well, Hastings really is a unique city, isn't it, Paul? I mean, every city probably has their own specialness, but there is something I think just really unique about Hastings. It's on the water. It's a destination for a lot of people. It's a bedroom community, but yet it's not. I mean,
60% of our people leave town to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people head out of town to go to work. I'm one of them, working at the Capitol. And it's so satisfying because with my career on the council and as mayor, to see how popular the riverfront is. That was one of the big things that we wanted to get done with the Riverfront Renaissance and working with the Rotary Club with the pavilion. And then we worked on the amphitheater part and all that. And that was after the push for the bridge, which when I first got elected mayor, was my number one goal. And then 4 years later, before my first term was up, it was already on the drawing board. Going to get built. Going through that whole process was fantastic. And so it made a positive impact to our community. So, things like that. The Confluence Project. We acquired that building in 2010, and now it's going to be done in another year. So very excited. It took us a while to get there, but, all great things like that take time. One brick at a time, right?
I think it's better half brick a brick at a time.
Half
but okay.
a brick at a time, but it's going to be there. And that was the whole vision, get the industrial site off there and put something down there to be more conducive to a downtown retail fun district with the restaurants that we have downtown and things like that. So the downtown redo with the streetscaping and the trees and the lighting. And so, I just get a lot of satisfaction when I go downtown Hastings and see that. Of course, there's other parts of our city that is growing. One of the things I'm very pleased to see is that the economic renewal in terms of housing in the city. It was time. After 2008, it was hard to get building in here in town. And we all know how important growing neighborhoods are and expanding our housing options in the city of Hastings. Now we've seen a couple of large apartment complexes be built. We've seen now two new developments going in. Pleasant. I always wondered when that property was going to get developed. Now you've seen homes being built there. And, of course, out at the out in the western part of General Seaman Drive with the existing development there and the one across the street at the Ridge. So things are happening in City Hastings. Of course, I worked a lot on the Highway 316 project, and now that's being built. That process started back in 2016. So a lot of things that you're seeing going on in Hastings actually had their roots much earlier than the present day. So it's fun. I have a lot of fun with my colleagues on the council. I see them every once in a while, although they might give me a call and ask for advice or something like that. Being there for 28 years, you remember a few things. I am able to retain a few things now and then. So it's been fun to watch the city and still be engaged. And I'm going to be part of the new charter commission that's been assembled.
Yes, congratulations to you. That really sounds interesting. For people that don't know what a charter commission does, can you tell us, please?
Sure. The state of Minnesota has about 850 municipalities. Of that 850 municipalities, about 70 of them are what's called charter cities.
Only 70?
About 70. Yeah, and that means we have our own little constitution.
Right, but does it have to do with population, or why such a low number of...
No, it's basically deal with historical reasons.
Oh, okay.
We're an older city. That plays in our favor. Most cities are what's called statutory cities. So you go to a city like Eagan, it's got 5 council members, one of which is the mayor, right? That's how most cities are in Minnesota, because they're statutory cities. But some cities are, like Red Wing is a charter city. Hastings is a charter
city.
That means we can set up our own level of government. That's why we have 7 council members, 2 at large, 4 ward members. We're able to set that up because we have a charter that governs that. how we want to be governed.
So can a city like Eagan, that is a statutory city, could they become a charter city?
They could. They would need to have an election.
Okay.
And nowadays, it seems to me that it's a lot more political than it used to be.
Okay.
Some people don't want that.
Why not?
Well, they might think that there's some type of influences going on in the community that say, oh, you know, they want to change our level of government because maybe they want more seats on the council for what, for a particular interest or so. And they just like the way that that's governed. But I've you know, statutory cities usually have at-large members. So in Eagan, you can have one neighborhood have all five council members on there, including the mayor. So, you know, here in our charter in the city of Hastings, you say, well, we're going to have four wards. So we know
we have representation okay.
from each particular ward. And there's other provisions in there that govern.
So the wards, are they done by population, by number
yes.
of people? A voting age?
Yes.
Or, okay.
So by population, not by voting age, but by overall population.
Okay.
And now that the new census is in,
yes.
we're going to be getting that information this fall. And then by 2022, probably sometime next year, for sure, by 2022 election, they'll redraw the lines of our wards. Now, they try to keep it basically the same so it's not as confusing, but some population shifts. You know, if Ford War grew bigger, then, you know, then there'll
one
be
maybe
less.
Or yeah, something,
you,
yeah.
You know, right. The wards would be drawn to reflect that. And if some ward lost population, well, then they'll be redrawn to include maybe a new neighborhood that wasn't part of that ward before, that so it could balance it out.
So when do your duties as a new charter member start?
Our first charter commission meeting will be on this Thursday at City Hall at 6 o'clock. And there's provisions that we can do that we can look at. And one of the things that we're looking at is, can the City of Hastings give a written ticket? For example, if you have a house that's in disrepair and it's been that way for a long time and your neighbors don't like that in their neighborhood, there can be an administrative ticket that can be given.
So it would be like a fine?
Like
is that what you're saying?
Something
okay.
like that. Right now, the only thing that you could do is have a police department go and issue those type of things.
Doesn't the building inspector go?
And, you know, right now you would have to, you know, the building inspector, that the maintenance ordinance is under the building inspector purview. We actually have someone who's a maintenance ordinance enforcement officer.
Okay.
But right now, if there's a problem property, that has to go to the court right away. There's no penalties until we get the court to be able to take up the case, and it can be long and arduous. And so what the charter can govern is to allow the city council to say, well, we can have administrative penalties. So it'll allow a citation with, you know, maybe a $50 fine or $100 fine be issued. So those are the type of things, but the charter has to be changed to do that. And to change the charter, you first need to go to a charter commission to make those, study it, see if it's a good idea or not, and then make that recommendation to city council.
So do you look at the current charter and you go line by line of everything that's in there, or what are you going to do? How do you decide what?
Well, currently we're going to do it. The staff and council members came up with this idea and they want us to review it, which is fine. We don't have to come up with these ideas. Staff or the council can come up with ideas, or a citizen might say, or speak to a charter commission member and say, you know, I think this might be a good idea. I remember I had an idea a long time ago when I was on the city council. I wanted to change the... I wanted seven council members with the mayor, but I wanted the at-large right now run at the same time.
Yes.
Right? So you get the first one and you get your second one.
Yes.
Well, I said, well, why don't we break that up? Have Ward 1 and 2 and one council member at-large run in one election. And the next election, have the mayor, the other at-large member, and the other two wards run. That way, you don't have, you know, the top two vote-getters of a large win. You can have one person who won the seat, and anybody can challenge that person instead of trying to be in a numbers game, so to speak.
That fell on deaf ears all those years.
Well, I didn't really push it. You know, I was always successful in the current system.
Is that what you're good? Are you going to suggest that again?
Probably not.
Okay.
I might talk about it, but I'm not going to, you know, suggest it. I think people are pretty happy with our system of government,
right?
And how it breaks down. But I'll ask you if there's any interest. I just think there's more accountability.
Yes.
When you know there can be. We haven't seen it, but you can have shenanigans in a system where you have multiple candidates run for two seats. You can have, you know, four people run for two seats. You can have three gang up against one. Sure. You know, to try to bounce somebody off or something
right,
like that.
Right.
It's not a big problem in our city, so I don't. We've never seen that happen.
Right.
So yeah. So I'm not really interested in pursuing it now that we've got a chance to see it in operation. But you know, it could be. But you know, I suppose anybody could say any election could be and somehow changed or whatever. But I always thought, in the sense of accountability, I mean, you finish second and you won an election. I always felt that you should have a seat. You know, people can pick one person for that seat, and you win that seat. And the at-large position is the top two vote getters.
I see what you're, yes.
So if you have at-large A.
I think you should bring that up again,
you know,
Paul.
So yeah. That's something to talk about. But, you know, it's not a pressing issue for our times, oh. Or anything like that.
So
but,
what,
you know, but the charter commission, so those are the type of things we have to look at. I brought something to charter when I was mayor, that the mayor was total in charge of the police department. Well, I thought we needed to upgrade that. Nowadays, cities run with the city administrator, with the police department underneath the city administrator. And we had, in the city of Hastings, when I was mayor, the police department was didn't have to worry about necessarily going to the city administrator. Everybody else did. We just went to the mayor. And some departments felt that was probably a little bit of an unfair advantage, you know, in terms of requests and things like that, personnel and things like that. So my recommendation, and we had a charter commission meet, that we have give up that power of the mayor. I did give that up. I just said it should go to the city administrator, like all the other cities do it, and run it that way. And that's what we did when I was mayor.
Is it hard to sit back and watch the city run and not feel like you're in the game anymore? What's that like?
It's hard.
I think that's an honest answer.
Because I see things when I've been involved with it for 28 years. Right. And then I might see some decisions. And for example, the chickens, the chicken ordinance. I was not a fan of the chicken ordinance. Never will be a fan of it. And it's changed now. It's passed. But that's OK. The council is voting on what they feel is the latest in public opinion. I happen to disagree with it. But yeah, when you see something like that, you go, oh, that's too bad that passed. You know, it had no influence on it anymore. But it's hard. But, you know, you also learn that, you know, things change and. You know, you move on and you let other people take responsibilities to keep the city great. You know, it's not always about one person. And so I'm always encouraged by that. And our council is, you know, is people with great hearts and good abilities, and they continue to work hard to do the best that they can for our city.
Well, we are so happy that you stepped in to tell us what's going on with you. Thanks, Paul. Your mom's well?
My mom is doing great.
Okay.
Yep, she is. Thank you. And I know that your family's doing well.
We are. We're all good.
That's good.
Yeah, everything's great, Paul. Thank you. Paul Hicks, the 57th mayor of the city of Hastings. He is doing well. I'm looking at him right now.
People, you know, they were encouraged by the Trump talk to say, hey, the 45th. So now I go around telling and say, hey, how you doing there, 57th? So that's always kind of fun.
Absolutely. Great to see you. Thanks
Thank
for
you
coming
so
in today. Good luck to you with the Charter Commission. I think that's really going to be fun.
It's going
to be great fun. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.